G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This is the 2 minute warning for round 13. If you haven't subscribed to the show, please do that. Leave us a review, then leave us a rating. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Green, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Boys, what's going on?
Oh, I'm on top of the world. You, Rhino?
Okay, what's top of the world? Why top of the world?
Well, I don't know the basketball results.
Oh,
don't, yeah, how don't, do you no, do no, this, no, mate? What are you, like, do not 70 say a years word. Old? You said you taped the game and we can't do tell not, you.
Don't say anything.
Okay. I was just going to say it's worth watching.
Yeah, I know that. basketball WhatsApp group has 198 messages in it, so I know something happened.
You don't want to waste your time.
Great.
Wait, so which – have you just take one game or like
– No, I've got League Pass. But so I sit in work and watch League Pass nonstop. And then – no, but today I'm going to go home and watch it recorded on Foxtel, just bigger screen, legs up, have a stubby, enjoy it. My favourite player is in red-hot form.
You're talking about
Dame?
My boy Dame.
Dame Lilliard is best course.
Lilliard. What a man. The Greek man can't pronounce the Greek name.
But it'd be – have you seen this, the other edition too, that – clip?
Kyrie and
Delavedova. Anyway, I'm looking forward to getting home to that. So I've told the missus, keep the little one up and then hopefully he sleeps.
Yeah.
Exhaust him. And I'm watching Dame and CJ and the big Nurk get to work.
Yep.
And Lakers 1 foot out the door.
You're a Portland fan or?
I'm a Dame fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
never let me down.
You're a Knicks fan, aren't you, Ryan?
I'm a long-suffering Knicks fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I was a Sonics fan. They don't exist anymore, and I couldn't go to the Thunder.
I tell you,
to the Knicks was a really bad decision.
So James Harden, I watched this morning, he does not look in good condition.
No.
James Harden.
But he plays like he is.
Yeah.
So which footballer is the James Harden of the competition?
Well, it just does not look.
Doesn't look.
Well, it was Stuart Dew back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he's not quite that fat, Harden.
What about Bud? Like Bud,
there's a little bit of Bud Murray. Yeah.
Bud's had a bit of a.
And maybe Gary Ablett this year.
Ablett.
Definitely had a bit of a tie going. Look like a regular bloke
but
tie.
Harden's at the top of the absolute tree.
Yeah. I was listening to something about this the other day. And he's so strong.
Mm.
Like, and obviously that weight helps maybe. I don't know. Like, but
there was a photo early in the lockdown where he looked ripped.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, he's grown his hair out too, which I'm not sure really about at the moment.
I love it.
Anyway, you're listening to the basketball podcast.
I like it's all that. There's SEN and everything always goes on. You know, who's the LeBron James of the NBA? We go, who's the fat?
Yeah.
Who's the fat guy?
And of course, we've got Josh here again.
Josh Garlop.
We should be talking to him about basketball.
I know.
Better basketball than
anyone. 3-3 King.
That's why when I said don't mention basketball, it was slightly directed at you two.
Yep.
But I do not want to hear any scores, and I know, Josh, you're the man around town for basketball. So, and also another great TikTok or Instagram.
The
grand final one?
The Fanta and the Oranges.
Oh, the Fanta and
the
Oranges. Oh, the AFL one.
The AFL one's fantastic.
I haven't seen the AFL one.
AFL one's
so you him and Giorgio?
It's basically just pleading to Gil to get the grand final of the
Perth.
Oh, I need to see it.
A very Flight of the Conchords vibe.
But the Fanta, the Bachelor Fanta and Oranges, low-key placement. Of the products.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Josh,
I picked it up second time.
Because people here are probably confused because we've talked about this for 2 weeks in a row. Can you give your handles or where could people find this content?
Well, I'm pretty, I guess, social media literate starting out. Osher Gunsberg or whatever, so did follow me yesterday though.
The guy who hosts The Bachelor?
Yeah, The Bachelor.
Do you know, he's almost 50 years old. Well, I read that the other day.
Looks good.
That was the biggest highlight. But just at Josh Garlop, there's a real good plea for the AFL Grand Final to come to Perth.
And that's on Twitter?
It's on Twitter, but it's also on
TikTok.
It's also just TikTok and Instagram. It's got about 200,000 views on TikTok and some of the best reply and comments I've ever seen. One guy saying he'll do unspeakable things to Gil McLaughlin to get to Perth.
I will too.
That was X. Garlop is 2 P's.
Yeah, double P, G-A-R-L-E double P. So give it a look if you guys like a bit of a laugh.
Yep. Sounds good.
Very nice.
I was just saying Usher Gunsberg was, I haven't, sure. Sorry, keep going.
What was that?
Not fans.
No.
You don't like him.
Let's not.
What his name used to be when he was on
Andy G.
Andrew G.
And you're not allowed to call him that.
You know the story? Like, I thought, oh, that must be like his original name and he's gone back to it. No, it's just some dude he met. Like he met some dude on a mountain called Osher, and so he decided that he was going to be called Osher now.
What? He was reasonably rude to me in my first ever interview.
Oh.
I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he Osher or Andy then?
Nah, Usher. I called him Usher at the end just to piss him off. He was like, oh, why do I have to have the football and all that sort of stuff for the interview?
Oh, wow.
It's like, whoa.
So he's on the official enemy list of the Hardball Gets AFL show.
Yeah. No,
yeah, put him on there. Yeah.
We've got a lot of our blokes. We don't have a lot of not our blokes.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be the first one.
Andy G.
Yeah, we're going to call him Andy G.
And we're not allowed to call him Andy G.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's Andy G. Right, let's go.
All right, yeah, we don't have any theme or anything. We're just going to get into it. So, 2 minutes on each team, starting with who's got Adelaide?
Me. Adelaide Crows, I rely on a little bit of news because, quickly, will they win a game this year?
Yes.
They'll pinch one. I think they'll pinch one too. We say that every year that Gold Coast are going to find it hard to win one. They obviously pinch one.
Very hard to beat.
They get pick one. They'll get pick two, free agent. What else? What's changing? Is Matthew Nick safe?
Well,
I know he's only done 12 months.
Coaches in Adelaide tend to last too long.
Least supported coach in the entire competition is the word you're hearing. There's just no support there.
Yeah, but he'll be safe for like a couple of years of rebuilding and then they'll get rid of him.
Do you reckon? Okay, so then what's changing?
Because
their playing list isn't changing too much.
How bad is it? They're going to win the number one pick and it's going to be matched by the Bulldogs and they're going to get the Hagen.
Anyway. Yeah, the bullies get number one.
So they won't even get the best
Well,
kid.
Yeah, they've got rights to the kid who's the best in the country.
Well, that's ridiculous. I hate this NRG or whatever. What's it called?
NGA.
Is that what the bloke falls under or father-son?
He falls under NGA.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I've only just started looking at the draft, but like, there's not a lot of... There's no Matt Rowles.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? There's no Matt Rowles or Sam Walsh this year. This dominant mid is going to come. There's some good bids, but there's a lot of key position, key position talent, which means you're waiting three, four
years. But I'll also go two drafts ago then. There wasn't a lot of hype around Bailey Smith and those sort of
true.
Guys.
No, so true. They're always there.
I reckon that every time, it's not a good draft.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of shockers.
Well, this year you can't tell.
Yeah, I know, but you'll find a player.
Doesn't that mean this would be the year to have like pick 15 and you might just tag it because the kid hasn't played?
But also we forget that these blokes have been, like we're thinking that they've never picked up a football and they've finally landed in a camp. Like these kids have done AIS, Vic Country, Ireland stuff.
You see these kids both like jump up or fade the last year.
It'll be really interesting.
I disagree a little bit. Mate, the number one draft pick selected well in advance.
I'd love to see the study on this crop going forward. Do they have longer careers, shorter careers based on missing this year? And being picked randomly.
I'm just thinking, like, Sam Walsh was an obvious number one.
Sam Walsh, Matty Rouse.
Matt Rowell was obvious number ones. I don't know. I
reckon.
Those
years like Paddy McCartan, Petrarca, who's. Brisbane, that's me. We've always talked about the fact that they're so reliant on Charlie Cameron. And then when he almost. It looked like he was done, and then he wasn't, and he played. And anyone who watched that Brisbane game. He did not look great.
He's bad.
He had one play where he kind of looked like Charlie and the rest of the time he didn't look like Charlie.
Was that the mark?
Yeah. And because of that, I'm not saying it's the only reason they struggled against North. North was spirited. But the red lights and the flags were flashing and going off and saying basically if Charlie's not right, even if he's out there and he's not right, they can't win it.
Yep.
Like even with all the home ground advantage that they're going to have, even with a grand final at the Gabba, which is likely, sorry, Josh, even with all of that stuff going on.
Yeah.
I can't see him winning it without Charlie. Is there a way they can win it without Charlie?
I don't think he's that badly injured, to be honest. Why would they play him?
Well,
pretty simple. He's your best player. Why would you play him if there's any risk of being injured?
I hope you're right.
Well, and Nick Riewoldt was pretty blunt on the couch.
Yep.
Is that your progress? Is he on the couch?
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah. And he goes, just some players can't play with injury, just in their head.
So you're saying he might be hurt, but he's not able to.
Be able to play, but he's just.
I think so the point is that if you've got some players with slight niggles, it's better just not to play.
Yeah. I would be resting Charlie this week.
Well,
I don't care who you play.
I would have rested him last week. Why did he even come back on the ground?
That was stupid.
I thought it was really strange. Just give him a week or two, and it gives you opportunity. Hawthorn used to play better without Bud sometimes. Score higher, score more goals. You need to find another avenue. Cam Rainer might pop up and kick three.
You know what I mean? Like you see big players out,
Link,
and teams step
Link
up.
Might kick three. You might find different avenues.
Callum Archie, when he went in for Rainer, was pretty good.
Exactly.
So get rid of him. Give him a week, give him two weeks, give him 3 weeks or whatever.
Particularly this time of year and in this season. Like,
do you agree they're not winning it without him? No chance at all?
A player would have to become something they're not.
Yeah, you'd almost rule them back to the Collingwood GWS category of it's not impossible, but it's probably not going
to
happen.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. It'd be in that very unlikely things would need to go their way.
Yep. The times to 2 minutes.
I know, it's great. Carlton, so this is the obvious thing to talk about, which is the
Nunes.
The Nunes. Nothing, you can't, like...
What a kick.
Carlton didn't do anything wrong then, did they? They just swapped a bloke over. They were just smart, like everyone else was doing.
No, it's basic cheating. It's basic cheating.
At the lowest level.
No, it happens in games all the time. I'm not saying it's not.
I can't complain because
it would happen five times.
Having been on the position of Nunes, you don't know who's next to you and stuff on the field. Like, I would be surprised if Gibbons thought that he was 5 metres clear of everybody else.
Why didn't he want to take, like...
We kicked a goal from the same spot.
He should have wanted to take the kick.
No, I don't think he was hiding from it. He wanted it. He was I'm here.
And maybe I don't know enough about Gibbons and Nunes, but Nunes. I keep doing the Brian Taylor.
He's played a lot of footy, Jack Nunes.
When Gibbons was closest, I was like, oh, man, he's a good kick. And then when Nunes got it, I texted my mate who's a Carlton supporter. I said, oh, Nunes has taken the kick. You're screwed. And then he nailed it. He couldn't have been any better.
Could not have hit that football any better at all.
8 metres out, 20 minutes earlier in front of goal. That one he nails.
Yeah.
It was a brilliant finish.
At the same time, the ball had gone out of bounds and Fremantle were trying to get – it wasn't Luke Ryan's kick, but they were trying to get Luke Ryan over there to take that kick.
Yeah.
Out of bounds on the full kick.
It was everybody's really bad last minute for Fremantle.
It was just a bad They just had – they did some things which were 50-50 calls and that went against them both times. And
the game was over if Tabernard just stands the mark.
Stands the mark. Yeah, that's the
end point. Game over. But I know we're talking about Carlton. What a win for Freo. What? They're not going to make the finals, and they're literally staying down the bottom of the ladder. Yeah. Everyone's going, oh, Carlton didn't deserve to win that. Carlton didn't deserve it. How Fremantle, the kids are still good. Freo. It's all Freo.
Yeah. And they didn't win.
It's almost like the perfect way to lose, isn't
they're
it?
They're sitting pick five still.
Because you get everyone ranting and raving. Well, they actually should have won.
Yeah.
Your kid's still great. You get a better pick. It's almost perfect.
Yeah.
They slide a bit in their pick this year as well. Their first round pick slides a bit.
Yeah, I know. It's pick five at the moment, then whatever happens. But.
But Zach, the one game before that, Zach Fisher, there's another thing I noted down. Zach Fisher's 4 goals against the Eagles. Zach Fisher.
First time ever he's kicked multiple goals.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yep. First time ever.
It's insane. Collingwood.
Lost by 56 points to the D's, which is a bad loss. Top of the tree was Adams had 30, side bottom 29, Pendles 28. Trelawd obviously didn't play. Grundy still did his usual stuff, had 100 fantasy points. So I assume I didn't see the game. Yeah. Their forwards, Reed, Cameron, Majacek, righto, they've got to get rid of some Collingwood. They've got to get rid of someone to get something. They're not going to win a flag with that forward line.
No.
Plain and simple. Cameron is probably a reserve player Majacek, I think, is a good third forward.
Yeah.
He's not your lead.
No, can't be a big dog.
No, and I think Majacek plays above his weight religiously.
He had a good first month, and that's just,
I mean, he does. Like, he's a good player, but he needs help. Someone there, and there's no good key position players in that middle age category, really.
That's why they persisted with Mason Cox for so long.
So what do they do? Who can they afford? Who's got value?
This many times before.
Yeah.
Joe Danaher.
Yeah, that player like that would be but how do you get him?
They don't have the pick.
You got to sell the farm.
He's a free agent, isn't he? He's a free agent.
Yeah, but you'd want to trade him rather than...
And the Collingwood won't have room. Collingwood won't have room.
No.
So they're going to have to offload. So one of those mids, you can't have that. And like Tommy Phillips on the wing, ran around well. They've got to offload someone to get something.
I was just saying, your problem is that they're not going to want to trade anyone they've got that's any good.
No, but they have to.
And they haven't got the money to sign him as a free agent. So you kind of your hands are tied.
Is it Taylor Adams?
He's been very solid.
He's probably nearly winning. He's probably winning.
His
kicking's not fantastic.
No, I know that, but either's a lot of players.
Yeah, I mean, Treloar's built a career on being.
Or is it Treloar? Who do you offload? To win a flag, they need to cut one.
Well, it's not Sidebottom or Pendlebury.
How much value has Pendlebury got at 33, really, anyway?
Yeah, but you can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So he's probably off the.
And Sidebottom's too much of a match winner, I think.
Yeah.
Is it Treloar? Because you can't count on him.
It's Treloar getting injured. Okay, well, let's do this. You have to trade one, Treloar or Adams.
Trade Treloar.
Let's say you're getting Danaher and something else back.
Adams.
Same.
I'm keeping Treloar.
Same. Although the injuries are...
The injuries is the thing that gets it for me.
Well, Taylor Adams
is a soft issue either.
Essendon. I know they've got a lot of injuries, but it's at times like this when you've got like injuries to your sort of best 22 guys that you start to find out what your depth is like.
Yeah.
Some of the names, McKernan, Stewart, Clark, Snelling, Guelphy, Begley, Gleeson, Cutler. like, I don't know if any of these guys are getting you anywhere. I know you've got to fill your team with somebody when you've got injuries, but I reckon what we're seeing with Essendon is that what they had in players sort of 16 to 28 is garbage.
I wrote this week for me, Colin, blow it up. It's got to go.
Yeah.
The whole thing's got to go. Because even the players that are out, I reckon Essendon supporters are a little bit delusional with the talent that's out.
Definitely.
Heppel's old. He's. I don't think he's an Australian.
The list that comes up and you're like, oh, come on. Like,
You're Hurley.
Aaron Francis isn't playing.
But the list just doesn't equate to make – it's been 5,876 days since they won a final.
Yep.
It's just got to be blown up now.
Essendon have been almost – as long as I can remember now, their best players are B-graders.
Mm.
When was the last time they had an A-grade player?
Oh, Zachy Merritt.
Checking.
The lower end of the A's.
No, you're right, though. In terms of like James Hurd.
Yeah. Job at his peak.
Pretty much one of
But even Job at his peak wasn't as good as your Dangerfields.
They haven't had that.
It was Hurd and it was Lloyd.
And they were blessed for a long time. But to not have won a final in nearly 6,000 or 7,000, whatever it is.
North cops a lot of crap for being mediocre. Essendon's been very mediocre for a very long time.
I do like that they tried to, the Hawthorn method of Smith, Steel and Shield.
Didn't work.
Yep.
It hasn't worked. So I appreciate what they had a good throw at the stumps, but now it's time. Joe Danaher, you've cocked that up.
Yep.
You're going to get one first round draft pick if you're
lucky. We talk about all the time, the Hawthorn method worked on a base of Buddy and Ruffy and like Hodge and Sam base Mitchell. They didn't have that base.
Trying to make the roast without the meat.
Yeah, you got the gravy. You just don't have anything else with
it. Gravy and a bit of mash. Gravy. No one wants that.
Oh, well.
Actually sounds pretty good.
That sounds excellent. Fremantle. So one thing that stood out on the weekend, we touched on it before, but how hard is it? So what Justin Longmuir is trying to do, obviously, is play a bit more of a possession game, like play out of the back and then move the defense and then go. When it's wet, I think it's every wet game they've pretty much gone to water. I should have used a better analogy there.
No, that's perfect.
But how hard is it to play that? You played in that kind of system for a while, X. How hard is it to play that in the wet?
Yeah, you don't really play. I don't know. Maybe the Hawthorn players were just better.
They were better. You know what I mean?
Maybe they were just a little bit better and older and wiser probably as well. Yep. So don't get me wrong. The kick possession game was obviously the game style and get – to an open player 1v0 or whatever.
But if conditions didn't suit, you change it up.
Yes. So I reckon if you went back and found a video of Hawthorn playing in torrential rain in 2014 or whatever, they wouldn't be chipping around.
Yeah.
But so is that because of the team was experienced and, as you say, better, they could flick that switch, whereas a young team maybe can't.
Especially one who's trying to learn it right now.
I think JL's probably trying to teach a system now.
There's a lot of wet weather games in Perth too this season.
Yeah, and it ruins games Perth like that too.
Yeah.
Whereas Melbourne, it drizzles and you're like, oh, it's shit for a quarter.
Yep.
Then the sun comes out and you're like,
ball gets a bit sticky.
But whereas if it comes down in Perth, he's all over Red Rover a lot of the time.
Right.
But I just think JL's doing the right thing, teaching him how to play his game style.
Yep.
They're not going to make finals. We already mentioned that it was a good win for them on the weekend, even though they lost. Mm. Get the game style right. If they're making the right decision and the execution's wrong, like it's a poor skill area or a dropped chest mark or something, you just put that down and that won't happen again.
Yeah.
As we get older and wiser and more mature,
getting
better skills.
They're just getting reps.
Yeah, it is. Getting a prop win. It's so much so that Hawthorn, when they got really good at it, occasionally when you stepped outside what you're meant to do, it just didn't work. So once you get really good at it, you know it works. You just autopilot it. Whereas at the moment, they're not autopilot. They're nowhere near it.
No.
They haven't got the skill level to do it at the moment. But when Sarong, Young, off half-back.
Wait till you see Henry.
Henry this week. It'll become autopilot.
Geelong.
Can they win the flag?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they the informed team at the moment should be favourites for the flag?
No.
I'll say yes.
Yeah, I'm with them at the moment.
I think West Coast is the informed team.
Well, West Coast is the informed team, but using it with an eye to the next.
They haven't had their hub and running games
yet.
It's coming. All right, now this one here. Now, I might be slightly biased, and I've been attacked over the past about putting this person down.
Oh, yeah.
Is Tom Hawkins underrated? 270 games
for
nearly.
For his career or where he's at now?
A career, the whole package, the whole parcel.
Okay, give me the stats.
268 games.
Yep.
Closing on 600 goals, 1,000 shots, all Australian, best and fairest, 71% win percentage record, leading goal kicker 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and it'll be 20 this year. Premiership player times two. Is he held at the same sort of level as those key forwards and most contested marks in the last decade by miles?
No, probably not.
I feel like he's maybe slightly underrated, but probably
underappreciated. Maybe
right.
Underappreciated. Is probably
underappreciated.
Everyone, maybe. You think like, yeah, he's Hawkins might get a hold of us, but it's not like the, everyone talks about. Wow, Tom Hawkins.
Yeah, yeah. And the goals. Look, for someone who's played key forward their entire career, it's
I thought you were about to start slightly, as someone who's played key forward.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah.
Roll it out. Back in the under-12s. I know what it's like out there. No,
he's had no help
slightly
down there.
Over yeah. 2 goals a game.
No help. Right?
Yeah, well, look, not recently. But when they were flying, Stevie J, Paul Chapman, Cam Mooney.
That, yeah, no, that like, was Cam Mooney, though. He didn't get a lot of Cam Mooney as a player.
Nah, then he had the J-Pod.
Good assist guy.
Bad pod.
Yeah.
Which, look, not a lot.
No.
Look, yeah, he's. I feel like he's probably about right. I don't put him in the Brown, Pavlich, Revolt.
No, I don't think he's in that.
But he's better than Jack Revolt.
Yes. Probably gets more. Yeah, so there you go. I don't think you'd get anywhere near as much credit as
Jack. He's far better
Revolt.
Than Tex Walker.
Tom Lynch?
Way better than Tom Lynch.
That's, so
if
I reckon
Lynch
he's
Tom
not.
Walker's career, he'll be stoked.
I don't reckon he's held in that category.
Yes, he should.
As freely, whereas I think, or maybe, yeah, as freely as what he should be.
No, that's about right. The Gold Coast, we talked about him last week, but we can't not talk about our favourite band.
Which one?
Lukosius.
Lukosius.
Do you know what's fantastic? Because I'm all in on him because he's in my keeper fantasy team.
Oh, yeah.
But I've been
was
watching.
Was he 29 or something he had?
Huh?
He had like 29 touches.
Yeah, but he had 830 something meters
game. We went with it last week.
1,000.
Didn't we went with it last week and we said this bloke is just sitting in the background doing what and not getting appreciated for what he's done.
27,
Do you want to hear something devastating though?
What?
So, because he's in my team, I'm so excited about it. I want to change my team name to, you know, like Mary Poppins, which he says, you know, something quite
supercalious.
I want to change it to that, but there's too many letters. It won't let me do it. So I want people to send in, if they've got a good name for Lukosius for my fantasy team.
Flick it in.
Yes.
It's like a really short number of letters. I'm talking it's like 2022. There's not enough for something quite Lukosius, but it needs to be based around him.
Something a little side note too for our little syndicate I do with Em's brother and John, cousin, that sort of stuff. It was my turn to have a bet.
Yeah.
At halftime, I had $50 on Noah Anderson for NAB Rising Star at $15.
Oh.
By the end of the game, he was $5.
Yeah. Oh.
Cashed out, took me $122, put it in the kitty, and away we go.
Unbelievable. Lovely. How was he $15?
$15 at halftime, he had 18 disposals.
How? Yeah.
Don't know. Anyway,
that's insane.
I looked at the market the other day. It's like Sarong and Rankine.
And then Max King.
And then like.
Well, now he's third. Now he's third in line.
I reckon he's probably going to win it.
I reckon the Kings get a lot of love purely because there's no.
Ben King can't be nominated. He's not nominated this year. He was nominated last year. He's two.
You can be nominated 2 years in a row. You just have to.
You know, but
he
played more than 10.
He played more than 10.
See, Max only just got nominated. For me, if you'll get nominated in round 12, you should be able to win it.
No.
That just says that you haven't had a dominant game until now.
Rankine was. $2.
Right.
And then he put in a couple of shocking efforts on the weekend.
Lukosius. Well, I was watching him in that game just thinking nobody else has that. Has him. Has a Lukosius.
No. Can play tall, can play whatever he wants to be.
Yeah, does it. And you want him to kick every single time.
Oh, please.
Love him. Crazy anti-Andy G.
Cool me down. I'm firm.
GWS. 66-25 lost to Sydney in the Sydney Derby in Perth. That's probably their worst.
It's the worst I can remember.
How much they rely on Toby Green?
Too much.
As a barometer.
More than anyone.
Oh.
Yeah, we talk about Charlie, but my God.
Yeah, Toby Green, and that was bad.
That was bad. We want to highlight, so Jeremy Cameron in that game, 5 disposals and 1 goal. 11 games this year, 18 goals, but 18 goals, 9. So he's not even having that many shots.
It's not like he's out of form in his goal kicking.
He's just not getting it. How does that happen?
They're getting so high up the ground. It's so high up the ground. Yeah. How many times do you look up, and if you have Lockie Whitfield, and it was my theory with Brad Hill last week when I spoke. If they're under the pump, just give it to them, and they might be able to break a tackle. Mm. But they get it now, look up and go, oh, shit, no one's there. Sideways, hang on, now we've got to run. Now we've all got to run 100 metres forward. Then we've got to turn around. By that stage, we're all cooked. The defenders are back there. It just I reckon if they just decide to go in their own little way, we're just playing zones.
Yeah.
8-6-6-6. And we're not leaving our area.
Don't
worry about rules. Don't worry about anything. We are not leaving our little zones.
Yep.
I reckon that'd be the best team. I reckon that'd be better.
Well, it's such a threat, isn't it? Like, they've got threats forward of the ball. Other teams do that.
They've got threats in the midfield. They've got threats in defence. They've got threats everywhere. So just back your players to win the position.
Have we overrated their talent?
Probably. I did think that on the couch.
Maybe we've done that.
Yeah. Maybe there's some of those players are of the Essendon level.
Yeah. It's almost like because they're with the Giants, it's like this mysterious unicorn beasts that we don't see, we don't hear much about.
And because of who they've let go, you're like, oh, that's because they got all these guys.
I'm still not off them.
No.
But my Lord, that was bad. That was so bad.
It was abysmal. Hopefully that's the, what was it when Richmond had that, or Geelong had that game where they lost?
And then they had to be sit and down, and then they became Geelong.
And then they just became something. Maybe you need that game. That's
the game. Hawthorn.
Yeah.
James Sicily there. If you had an ACL to do, it just definitely wasn't his. No. He's their best player. Spoken to come at some of their senior players. Absolutely shattered that Sicily's done his knee. That's just a side point because I'm just going to slowly work into this one. Is it time to shoot Bambi? Sean Burgoyne.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it time to say you're out?
Yeah, yeah. He's played 400, right?
And what,
how close?
What round do you think? People called Gold Coast to check if that deal was still on the table for next year.
Yeah, I just thought he's been missing a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's many kids that are available.
When you're that old, you don't want to have to do the heavy lifting, do you? You want to be the extra source.
Sean Burgoyne had 13 touches.
How many games he played?
How many touches did he have? How many games he played
total?
I think I had it like 386 or something.
Yeah, so he's not going to make it. I thought 400 play another season.
Was 400 on the cards if the season was full?
Maybe.
I think that might have been it.
Hey, here's a stupid idea. What if the Crows said to him, here's a year as one of those sort of assistant coach / playoff Sam halfback. Mitchell. We need good old heads in there to teach kids how to do the right thing. Is it dumb? It's not about development because you're not going to waste one spot.
No, he's a ripping guy. I just look at him going, Sean Burgoyne, who I've loved so much.
You don't want to see it.
You don't want to see them fall back a rung where there's a game before he had a week or so off where he got tackled a couple of times. Where usually people try and tackle him and you go, oh, you idiot.
Yeah.
Why would you try and tackle Sean Burgoyne, you fool? Because he just break a tackle.
You're better off letting him go.
Yeah, remember there was a game, Gary Ablett, I think North Melbourne decided not to tackle him because breaking the tackle would create overlap.
Right.
So Sean was like that. He was so good. But now he's sitting deep forward, one-on-one, hasn't got the tricks.
No.
What do they do?
I think he's got to go. I think you had the conversation, and hopefully he's in the same space.
He'd be out
space.
Of contract, though, too, wouldn't he? Like,
you'd want him to be in the same space. Otherwise, it becomes difficult. But he seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah, he's got
a media career coming, too, you'd think. Melbourne?
Yeah.
Brayshaw, another 23 touches, 9 of them contested, so that's ticking upwards. Who gets the blame for this? Is this on Simon Goodwin? Or is this just, how do we have a player who everybody in the entire AFL community can see is played out of position, is way out of form, is paid way too much money for a guy that you don't prioritise in your game plan. As soon as one bloke steps out, he comes in, plays his best game in a year and a half, and then now he's found the confidence.
His last 2 weeks have been incredible.
So
not incredible, at a good level.
Exactly what you expect from Angus Brayshaw, the guy you're paying that much money.
How did he go from the penthouse to the shit house so quickly? And then you take Viney out. I don't get the correlation between them two not working together.
No, you should be able to have both of them.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that what you're paying someone to – he was a bad footballer there for a while.
Yeah.
Brayshaw.
I reckon part of the coach's job is to do what you can do with the personnel you have.
Yeah.
And Goodwin wasn't doing that with Brayshaw.
Put him in the right spot.
He wasn't utilising him to the
inside
best.
Inside mid, 100%. Yep. Like, when I say bad – man, he was having games where he'd have like four touches at three-quarter time and stuff. It was
– and just look lost.
No, you lost.
Like, didn't want the ball. Like, was running on the outsides of it. And you're going, wait, what is he doing?
Yeah, crazy.
And then it looks – because he's got the helmet on, it looks like he's scared. He's not. He's not that kind of player. Like, he just –
But he's had a couple of good cracks. He can go hard.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But the way he was playing, is he tentative?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not that.
He looked like a guy who was 36 and was played 3 years
correct.
Too long.
Yeah,
and he was like, this bloke's nowhere near it. The ball, he seemed to have sore necks. It was like going over his head every time. He was always caught in the middle.
Yep.
Which is the worst place in the world to be when the ball just keeps going over your head.
And funnily enough, Melbourne's look good.
They have looked very good.
What a miracle.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, use people in the right spots.
So the bloke who should have been playing the midfield, and we're talking about how he needs to go from trading,
he's
now playing back in his position and probably saving someone's job.
Yeah, correct. Ironically,
it's crazy.
North Melbourne. So I was trying to find who said it the other day, but there's been a bit of hype around Luke Davies Uniacke.
There has. The Chris Judd comment. Judd.
Lloyd. So there, did he coach him at, he must have coached him at school level or something.
He's got Judd-like power or something.
At what point is it? So I'm still out on
his game.
Hey,
did you go look at his game?
No.
So I went and looked at it when I read that comment. I was like, Jesus. Not the game, like the actual stats of it.
Oh, I know, it
was like 13 disposals, one appearance or something.
He's got played four games this year, 15 disposals.
Yeah, no, I thought it was. I thought he must have got 26, 10 clearances, 27, broken tackles.
Yeah, for the amount of people talking about
him. He's definitely not a spent asset now.
No, going into the year,
he could have gone either way.
Yeah.
It was like if he can't get on the park and he can't get in their 22 and yada, 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 they may have wasted that pick. Now it's like. Okay, he gets another year or two benefit of the doubt. Judd is a pretty hefty comparison.
15, 2 marks and 2 clearances.
Yeah.
So is it going to be the
– 6 inside 50s, that's good.
He's in – I think he was picked one pick before, but it's kind of like the Adam Chera thing at Fremantle, but this now we're starting to see, like it's starting to tick. Like he was getting – and doing that 12, 15 disposals.
Put it this way. I mean, Paddy Dow was around the same mark.
Yeah.
You feel a lot better about LDU than you do about Paddy Dow.
But even like Andrew Brayshaw, I wasn't high on until probably a month ago.
Yeah. It's just time. We think he's been around longer than
Do you think you've been around longer than what they have? That's the problem.
Draft class has taken a long time to come on.
Yeah.
Like Cam Rayner, Brayshaw,
Chera, LDU.
I wouldn't say there's an All-Australian in any of that yet.
Clark and Hunt, Crawfield have only just.
Give me Clark.
And then there was Norton at the end.
Give
me all Clark, Hunter Clark.
Yeah, I'm having Clark in that lot.
Oscar Allen was in that draft.
Yeah, Clark.
Jared Brandon.
Give me Clark.
Caulfield, we're not doing security.
Mate, he's in slow motion, that kid.
Yeah. No, he looks great.
Sorry, but you're right.
Yeah.
Davis Uniac.
Yeah, there's something.
Sign.
Yeah. You give him another year or
does something. He need to be
Maybe
called the
call
next
Chris
Judd
yet?
Yeah. Oh, probably not.
You can do that on draft day all you like, but three years down the track where he's getting 14.
What about that when there's pick 30 in the draft or whatever and you're looking and it's the second and it's like, oh,
Chris Judd.
They've got the version of Buddy Franklin and Cyril in one. And you think he's picked 30 and he's played 3 games.
Yeah, exactly. Have we done?
North Melbourne and then?
Port Adelaide?
Oh, Port now.
Yeah.
Okay, so Port on top of the ladder, poor loss on the weekend. All the talks about Brisbane or Perth for finals or grand finals. Why are Adelaide out of the question? Why are we not talking about them?
I think they haven't put up enough of a
Why aren't they campaigning? They're on top of the ladder.
Yeah,
it is weird because it's poor. I think if it was the Crows, they'd be campaigning the whole state of South
What about they've got the top and the bottom covered this year?
Yeah.
That probably has never happened from interstate teams, would it?
Oh, West Coast was shocking and Freo were good once.
Freo came back to the pack of the year.
Maybe Sydney GWS.
I think it's ever really. There's been years with West Coast at the start.
The early days of the Giants maybe with the Swans, but the Swans very rarely finished first. They sort of hung around that mid to third, fourth, fifth.
There you go. So why are we not hearing it? Adelaide Oval's a wonderful oval.
It's honestly
not that far off Optus Stadium.
Yeah.
As a good joint.
I think they just haven't been that aggressive about it. Like across pretty much every media platform in WA, like we've been going for so long.
But are they? And we're obviously in WA.
Everybody's ignoring it completely. Yeah. Well, no, because everybody's ignoring it. People are paying attention to the Optus Stadium one.
Well, like, do you actually, I know you're in charge, you're the editor of sport and you're probably meant to push this
agenda.
Do you actually think you have any chance of getting the game?
Last couple of weeks, I thought it's been more of a chance, yeah.
I still reckon we're 500-1.
We were long odds for a while, and it was like, let's just see what happens. But there's been enough conversations where people are getting a little bit antsy about, like, antsy about going in too hard and having their name attached to things because they're obviously in discussions with people and they don't want to jump on both bandwagons now. They don't want to be seen publicly pushing it now because they're actually having discussions privately. We're better than we are, but we're probably still going to be the Gabba.
Okay. Well, what do you think, Paul?
I agree. I've always thought it's going to be the Gabba, but the decision hasn't been made, but it's been planned for. It's been planned
for. You reckon it hasn't been made?
Well, not officially.
Yeah.
But that's where it's going. We've been saying it for weeks. It would be a shock if WA got it, put it that way.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. And if Adelaide got it,
it'd be like Davis Uniac playing like Chris Judd this weekend.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to that game.
We were wrong. Richmond, I struggled to find something about Richmond this week, but I thought
Tom Leach.
Well, yeah, okay. It's better than Nick Flosson.
How's it? I have a little thing.
Here we go.
I have a thing, right? So Tom Leach punches in the guts and whatever.
Yeah.
And then Mitch Robinson from Brisbane comes in and says, like, yeah, he thinks he's hot.
Calling him like a Kevin Durant
problem
model.
I've seen at least one prominent AFL journalist go on Twitter and say, oh, maybe Brisbane need to have a word to Mitch. I'm like, what job? What's your job?
Yeah, this
he's
is
a guy
great.
Providing great content, being outspoken.
Yeah, he's doing a job for you.
And now you're suggesting Brisbane pull him in the line.
Where did this come from, though? Where did the quote come from?
Must have been his podcast or something.
Because I saw somewhere maybe
he tweeted something as well at the time.
Oh, did he? Oh, no, it was a tweet, wasn't it?
He definitely tweeted something at the time, which wasn't the one I saw today. Right. The one I saw today was different to what he tweeted. The one he tweeted, I didn't make sense of it, but it was like...
Oh, yeah, no, because there's no ground for it to push his head into. Because he pushed some Brisbane player... Yeah, he just got up and smashed his head into the ground.
Was that what, yeah, withered it.
Was it Twitch? Was it the thing that they play with when they're on the game?
Maybe it was Twitch.
I feel like he might have said it.
You sort of a big Twitch man here,
right? Are you a Twitch?
Yeah, I do a Twitch.
Yeah, well, I think he might have done that.
The
on Twitch
Lockdown Club, get on it.
I've seen that. You plug in that.
The another one. Why are we fining players?
Yeah.
What an absolute waste of everyone's time. If you whack someone, it's a week. If it's not a week, get up and move on. Yeah. Like,
no, I agree.
You either call them a softie or you give them a week. Do you know what I mean? Like, why are we half pregnant all the time?
No, I agree. Get rid of the fines.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'd rather see players either suspended or not. Move on.
Really didn't do a lot for himself. A standalone game, Tom Lynch, when he started whacking. Like, the mood shifted very quickly on Lynch. I hadn't noticed it before, but.
It shifted, I reckon, a little bit 2 weeks before when he did the back of the head one.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help when Hardwick and them come out and go, and Clarko was the same privately going, to Campbell Brown and Hodgie and those guys, you have to play on the line. Mm-hmm. Like, if you fall over, no dramas. We'll suspend you for a week or whatever.
He doesn't really seem like a play on the line player, does he?
But it's like feeding into it.
Is Robinson right?
Yeah, he went to he went to a team that was
chasing good teams, chasing flags. Called him a wanker.
Oh, geez.
Well, yeah, because he took less money to go to Richmond, and there was a reason.
I think he's not a bad player.
He wanted a flag. Okay. He wanted a flag. But you can't deny that. But yeah, I don't know that he's a wanker or not.
I think he's not a bad bloke from what my.
He's been in a tough spot. Yes. Like, he leaving Gold Coast and stuff was in a tough spot. He needed to leave. I think it's just where he went. The Durant thing.
It's a Durant thing. Anyway.
St Kilda.
Or Sydney.
St Kilda. Sydney.
Sydney.
No, St Kilda.
Yes, St Kilda.
So I played Brisbane on Sunday. Mm. Have we got a read on them yet? Like the fifth Saints. On the ladder. Yeah. Do we know what they are?
I'm okay with not having a read on them because I feel like they were the team coming into the season that it could have been a dog's breakfast.
Yeah.
It could have been
bottom four.
Six.
They could finish top four.
This is kind of best case scenario. Yeah. I'm okay with whatever happens from here.
I think that the question, do we have a read on them? Teams six to...
Yeah, don't have a read on
them. Every year we never have a read on them. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, 1 week they'll beat a top 10, the next week they'll be nothing. Like,
but this is what we wanted for them, right?
Yeah.
Be in the mix, push for finals.
That king.
You know, show something.
Yeah, not getting the most out of their best money recruit from the offseason. They're still not getting the most out of him.
Are they going to get the most out of him? Is it maybe the way they play? It just doesn't suit him.
Well, the funny part is they're probably playing Butler chips on.
But again,
for 10%.
Yeah, so they blend it in and go, this is the output for $2 for $1 million.
Dan Butler's still going to work when he rocks up and the Lamborghini pulls up.
And he's in the Corolla. He's leading the Coleman.
This is a St Kilda issue, not a Brad Hill issue, because he's still got three flags, you know, and, you know, taking home a big paycheck every week. He's not too concerned, I'm sure.
No, I did watch it again, work his ass off, hardly got used. Got used early.
But it feels like they've got some momentum. They're doing okay. Caulfield, Clark and King look really good.
Look coming on.
But King could kick three in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Battle looks something.
I'm big on Marshall.
Yeah, Marshall. Yeah. They've got some stuff. Like, this is the most excited I've been about St Kilda in about 5 years.
Gresham out for the rest of the year.
That's tough.
Are you more excited to watch a St Kilda game now than you were for like long stretches of the Ross era?
Oh, God,
Yeah, I loved Lenny Hayes and Goddard. I loved watching those two guys.
Mm.
But No, definitely.
Yeah, Saints. I'll talk about that era. Bloody Robert Eddie. Remember Robert Eddie?
Yeah.
He texted me yesterday. I haven't heard from Rob Eddie for 10 years.
Yeah.
I better write back to him.
I haven't heard from him in 10 years. Didn't get back to him.
Let's get back to Rob Eddie because I want to ask.
Rob Eddie on red.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Sydney.
Sydney, great game. What a game.
Fantastic performance. And without, like, the big, if you're going to go see.
You've written down, I'm excited.
Who's
it, Jordan? Does?
Nick Blakely.
So if you're going to go watch the Swans, you've got Franklin Heaney and Josh Kennedy. You're probably the three that I'd most likely want to watch.
Yep.
Luke Parker is just he's a beast freckle out of Fife and Dangerfield in that category, I reckon. He's honestly just a smidge
second
under him.
In the Brownlow, Tom, third
he's
in
the
Brownlow.
He's the midfield version of Tom Hall.
Probably is. But there you go. What do they call him? Snake?
Lizard.
Lizard.
Because he's looking at him run.
He looks like a lizard. Blakey. what are we thinking?
Just give me a star.
I know that.
Leave him on a wing.
So we're playing him on a wing, but does that stunt his development as a forward?
Doesn't matter. I think maybe he's a wing.
Or do you want confidence?
Maybe he's a wing, like the Lukosius.
He is a wing, yeah.
Like just because he's big doesn't mean he's a forward.
He's a good kick of the footy. He's a terrible set shot this year. We've seen him be awkward. But he looks so good and so confident in the middle. It was amazing.
He has 13 and 2 at half time.
He did this in the juniors. Like, it's tough, always tough, because he was playing for that Sydney Academy in like New South Wales in the Divi 2s.
Yep. Yeah.
But like, he dominated in the middle as well. So okay. I'm a little surprised it took this long.
So who was it? Rewild again, maybe one of those shows. It just shows how much easier as a youngster to play midfield than it is forward. That's why they reckon the King boys should be getting a little bit more credit
for
what they're doing. Because like, Sydney have had to move someone who they probably said had, I think we all agree, maybe had similar talent last year. Yeah. Like, I think we're all sort of in that.
Yeah, we're on the board.
They've had to move him from the forward line to get him going. I'm a little bit worried that, like, if you think he's going to be a forward in the long term.
See, this is my thing. I don't think he needs to be.
But if they think he is. What they did with selection was, I reckon, so much based about him, because they brought in, who was the other tall peanut they brought in? Because they're playing Reed up there now. They've got
McCartan,
and there's another bloke they brought in, the really tall reserve style player.
You call him peanuts.
Peanut reserves.
Moved Blakey into the middle, and I reckon all their selection was based around that, because they haven't had Bud.
Fox?
Nick Foot? Nick Foot.
They got a lot of Wixie.
He's little. I'll figure it out.
Stevens.
West Coast?
West Stevens.
Coast. Okay. Yes.
There you go.
No, it's not Stevens.
No, it's not Dylan's.
West Coast. I had a few here.
Malekan.
O'Riordan.
It's not Malekan.
Lewis Malekan.
Might be.
It's not Malekan.
West Coast. I'll get to it. Let's hope that Elliot Yeo's injury is not a really serious.
They've said 3 weeks, have they?
They've said 3 weeks. They said it's osteopubis-ish, basically. Yeah,
remember when everyone had OP?
Yeah, it was a big thing, OP.
It used to be potentially
career-ending. It was very terrifying words.
When you hit your first-round draft pick out OP, it was like, oh,
but geez, what have we done? Let's play the negative side here. If Elliot Yeo's groin is stuffed, how important is he to what they do? Can they do it without him?
No.
They don't have
depth in the middle.
Thank God Tim Kelly's arrived.
Yeah.
Is what I'd say, because if it was last year, absolutely no chance.
Yep. It's a big loss if it is.
It's their kind of problem, isn't it?
Groins are horrible.
Yep.
Maybe he ends up being a full forward.
Yep.
To get it. Because, like,
just to give him
I had OP, and the test is, so you put something in between your legs and you squeeze your knees together as hard as you can.
It's already painful.
No, but like, and you can, when you're strong, you squeeze the shit out of it.
Yep.
When you got OP, you actually cannot squeeze. You've got no power in your groins at all. Like, not an inch, not, it is so restricting. And a lot of the time, you used to get injections at half time.
Yep.
Don't help. You know, like, so you might, Elliot Yeo might start the quarter at first quarter and go, oh, yo, he's back.
Feeling okay.
Every chance at half time, it'll absolutely cook him. Like, it is so debilitating, OP. And I know it's an old thing that, you know, now it's just groins or whatever, but if it is bone stress, it is not good news.
Yeah, that's
just from my personal case, and you shouldn't be talking about your own medical experience, because everyone's different.
Yeah, of course.
But
that helps the background. I think a lot of people hear OP and they're like, it's just mysterious.
But if it's bone stress, you're in a fair bit of trouble. Yeah.
They don't have young mids as well.
And the way he plays.
Immediately my thought went to Redden getting an increased role. He's done as well. So it's really
tough.
They're
going to go through the press now.
Western Bulldogs.
Press in terms of games.
Oh, you're going through the press. I was like, why are they going through the press?
Well, no. Western Bulldogs. So Norton, 6 straight on the weekend, looked $1 million. Is this the answer to them? Was it just Norton clicking that Dogs are going to go, or is there still big issues?
No, where did Bonham-Pally play?
On the weekend?
Yeah.
Where did he play?
In the midfield.
Yeah.
Because he's a midfielder.
Well, so you're saying that he had to go forward because Norton wasn't there the previous
year? Well, they were just wasting him. Mate, he had 30-odd possessions and 10 clearances or something.
But there is games, like, he's ran through the midfield the whole game and he just hasn't been up.
He's been playing a lot more forward.
Yeah.
Lot more forward. He's kicked something like, he averages half a goal a game, Bot. You know what I mean? It's amazing how they can turn these superstar midfielders into forwards. It never works. Get him out of the way. And he kicks 2 goals from the mids anyway, virtually. But Norton then just plays a forward role. Yeah. And there was another player that didn't play.
Bruce? Can't work.
I don't know.
Yeah, Bruce didn't play.
Just give Norton the space.
Yeah. because they're both similar-ish players, like lead.
It doesn't always work, is it? Like, is at the end of the year, everyone's like, oh, they brought in Bruce, so he'll, like, take some pressure off Norton. It's like, sometimes they just get in each other's way. Oh,
Bruce kicked 50 goals last year. Geez, we're going to squeeze 50 goals.
You're like, no, it just doesn't
work. You're not replacing the small little half forward with a 50-goal kicker.
They moved Jordan Dawson forward. That's what they did. And that
Sydney.
Worked too. That worked too. So they gave him another marking target.
That's old news.
No, it was driving me mad. It was Jordan.
I mean, so much so.
Oh, yeah, true. He was actually quite good early.
It's water. Dribbled.
Oh, right, okay. Myself.
Just dribbled.
Yeah, no, Jordan Dawson was brilliant early.
He was. And he's another player that they haven't been able to find form with. Not going back to Sydney. But what are you guys talking about with
the Western Bulldogs. Two forwards not being able to play. Like, some forwards just not working together.
Yeah, he was magnificent. He was back to his best, Norton. I think, like, we can be harsh to these guys. They have a few weeks injury and we're like, oh, Norton's regressing or he's not doing like,
he's 20.
Like, no, he's still a superstar.
Yeah.
Like, he's still probably.
Yeah, he had eight disposal. He had seven kicks, seven shots at goal.
Yeah.
6-1, seven kicks.
Old school, four forward.
Old school.
But realistically, he should, like, that draft, he should still be him and Clark are there, right? They're 1 and 2.
Low key, Tim English had 5 scoring shots.
Yeah, he went off injured too, didn't he?
Mm. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Robert Eddie. So he was always the player.
That's the end of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it stunned me because, like, he played in those two GFs, the drawn grand finals, that, you know, St Kilda ended up losing. Mm. And then they delisted him, like, a week later.
Yeah,
and
he broke his arm in one of the grand finals too. Played with a broken arm. Right?
So how do you get selected in a grand final team
and then
delisted?
Well, who was the other one that did it for Sydney Swans? Xavier Richards.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's
true. Yeah, that's right.
That's
no, but he was trying to play the market somehow, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's open to moving back to Melbourne. And then
he just didn't accept a deal. And then, they came back like, we don't have a deal for you, mate.
Yeah, but that's crazy, though. Like, say you're in the best 22, you're arguably the best team. Yeah.
But Eddie just got delisted. It was you should ask him when he said
that's kind of, is that kind of what that St Kilda team was at the time? And there's always like those last two people on the list. Yeah, same as Ross at Fremantle, like those last couple of players, you were like, hey, we could go with that. Like,
remember Andrew McWalter at St Kilda?
Yeah.
Similar sort of could tag, could do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Geez, he was a good junior. He was a Gippsland boy with Rob Eddie. Now, he good coach at Richmond.
Yeah, okay.
Andrew McWalter.
Oh, McWalter, was he taking their twos for a while? I think it's someone else.
Possibly. Yeah, he's in the senior Richmond.
He's been thrown around. I think his name's starting
he's
to get thrown around places.
He's very good. Yeah, very, very, and good man.
Mm. All right. You got to shoot up, watch this game.
Yep.
Thank you all for listening. This has been the 2 Minute Warning on the Hardball Gets AFL Show. We'll see you next time.